Meseches Kelim, Perek Tesvav, Mishnah Beis. Aruvos shel nach taimim. The boards of bakers. Now, these boards were used almost like trays. You would place the loaves of bread before it was placed in the oven. You would arrange them on this board. Now, it didn't have a base kibble, but nonetheless, because it was used and looked and the way it was handled was very similar to a keli, we said, tmeis, they are going to be tame midrabanan. That's not said explicitly in this Mishnah, but this is a tuma midrabanan. The shalbali batim, and a householder's board, baking board, I guess you'll call it, tahiris, they're going to be tar because they didn't quite have the same appearance of being a keli. However, sarkan, if you dyed them red, like chirkaman, or you dyed them saffron or any other color, tmeis, they would be tame because then by dyeing it that color, you made it look like a keli, so they'll be tame midrabanan. Daf shanach taimim, the shelf of bakers. Now, this was made of metal, so it would be mekabel tuma ordinarily. Shekvay bakaisel, but then, after you created the shelf and it's mekabel tuma, you then affix it to the wall. So the wall is attached to the ground, and therefore you think it's mechubel karka, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer matahar. Rabbi Eliezer said it's tahar. The chachamim matamim. However, the chachamim held that it is tameh. Reason being, the Chacham said that because it was mekabel tuma before it was attached to the ground, before it became a chubel karka, therefore it is going to stay tame. Sroid shel nach taimim, the kneading mat of bakers. So this was a flat mat. You'll recall we had a strader earlier that was made of reeds. This one's made of wood. So it's just this flat piece of wood, could be thin, that the bakers would knead their dough on. Tame is tame for the same reasons. It appeared to be used and it appeared to be a keli. Michelle Bali Batem and of a householder, tar, that would be tar. However, gififay me'arba ruchaisav, if you gave it a rim around its four sides, tame, then it will be tame. Reason being, now it has a base kibble, now it has a receptacle, because this rim will help it to hold things. However, nifratz me ruach achas, if then you have this rim around the four sides, and then it gets broken through from one side, tahar, then it's going to be tar, because it's no longer a receptacle. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, im hiskine liyais kairetza alav, if you prepared it to cut on it, you did something to this flat board without any rim that the householders use to cut the dough on it, so now it's a essentially a cutting board, tame, he held, then it's going to be tame midrabanan, because again, it, according to him at least, it had this appearance of being used as a keli and of being a keli. The chain, and similarly, hamareich, the rolling pin, which you would use to carry the flat dough to the oven, tame would also be tame. And again, this is midrabanan because it doesn't have a base kibble. Mishnah Gimel. Yama nafa shel salasin. Now, salasin were silas merchants. They were those who sold flour. The yam nafa, there's two different opinions as to what this refers to. The nafa is a sifter. They would use it to sift the flour to get the fine grain from the from any of the bran. The yam, some say this refers to the screen of the sifter, which was made of animal hair, so it's like wood, has the same status as far as tuma goes, so it needs a base kibble to be tame. Others, however, say this was the chute below the sifter, and the chute was there to keep the flour as it sifted through from just spreading out and flying all over the place, but going straight down into whatever you put underneath it. Now, this piece, we say, is tame. We're going to say it's tame. The reason why it is tame is because, even though it doesn't have a base kibble, it did function as a receptacle for the merchant. The merchant will sift the flour, and then anything that got stuck, either in the screen or in the walls of the chute, they would go back and collect that. They would collect that flour that was stuck over there. So therefore, this had the equivalent of a base kibble, and we say it is tame, v'shel bali batim, but of householders, so that householders were not as meticulous about collecting any of the flour that got stuck either in the screen or in the chute. That, therefore, will be tar. Rabbi Yehuda says, af shel gaydeles tame moishav. Also, that of a hair braider is going to be tame of the tuma of a seat, tame moisha. That's a special tuma. That's something that bears a person's weight. Now, what we're referring to here appears to be a screen that was fixed on top of a chute-like device. If you held that the yam nafa was a chute, or it was just a screen, that the hairdresser would use to catch anything as they combed out the hair, anything that fell out of the hair, they would use that screen to catch it. However, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, and he's not necessarily arguing the Tanna Kamma here, this is just a matter of the Metzius, he said that was Tamei Moshev. Why? Because the daughters, young girls, when they would sit in it, and they would have their hair braided while they sat on it. So because it was used for their weight to rest on it, even though it had this other purpose of, you know, catching things that fell out of their hair, since it also served as a seat, we say it has the tumma of a moishav. It's tame due to being a seat.